Just before Christmas, State Senator Tim Kennedy formally asked Governor Andrew Cuomo to allocate $5 million for the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation. Kennedy says most of the funding, $4.5 million, would go towards stabilizing and preserving the building. But Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar says
the Buffalo Billion Two should be used to create jobs and ensure that we're working towards having as lowest unemployment as possible.
Poloncar says he does support using state economic development dollars on another Eastside project, and that's the Northland Workforce Training Center.
Because it's going to train people for jobs that are needed in this community. I would not support spending a lot of money of the Buffalo Billion on just infrastructure projects that are not creating jobs.
Some of Kennedy's funding request, about $500,000, would be used to hire an executive director and staff to maintain the nearly 90-year-old terminal. But Poloncar points out a siting committee ruled out locating the city's new train station inside the central terminal.
There are other things that could be done, but the costs associated with converting it are astronomical. They're very large. So I think what we need to do is kind of figure out what's the best usage for the central terminal going forward as a community asset than to just all of a sudden say we're going to spend a certain amount of money and put it towards there with no plan.
Several of Poloncar's fellow Democrats, including Mayor Byron Brown, Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes, and Congressman Brian Higgins, do support Kennedy's request for the Central Terminal. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.